guys.
Hello.
Appreciate that shout out that we got. It was a good transition. This is a sub. I'm Addie from the Marvelous Jumbunculi.
And I'm Owen, also from the Marvelous Jumbunculi.
It's nice to have a show that is not really early in the morning. It's like, yeah, good to have energy. Is this your first time, Owen, being in a show that isn't...
Well, I actually subbed one other time when we were doing a volunteer day, so I actually...
Oh, yes, I forgot about that.
Yes, subbed during that. We had a nice, I think it was like 1 to 2 slot, so that was nice. You know, it's nice to be kind of fully conscious and not still waking up, because normally our we're on a show together, world-famous Marvelous Jumbunculi, and we normally have our slot at Sunday, 7 a.m., so...
Yeah, which tune in, by the way, because that's pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, if you're going to church or whatever anyone else does at 7 a.m., I'm saying this as a Jew, but I don't know what people do at 7 a.m. But Addie's just working right now and getting our playlist together.
This is also very... this is probably not the best thing to say on air, but we have a slot that does not allow us to play songs with any curse words in it. There have been a few scares there, actually, some like catching it right before it's about to be played situations,
but never played tonight, on air. We've never done it on air.
Tonight we have a whole 2-3 songs with some curse words.
Exactly. So just warning, you know, if you have your innocent children, you don't want them hearing nasty words.
I think there's like one.
It's not that bad, but yeah, if just as a warning to listeners, there will be some profanity in this hour.
All right, well, we're gonna get started in the music in a second, unless you have anything else you'd like to add.
No,
I mean, we will be revisiting you, of course, but first up we have some Mac DeMarco, some Malcolm Todd, TV Girl, George Clanton. We have Freaking Out the Neighborhood up first, Cheer Me On by Malcolm Todd, then Summer 2000 Baby, and then Bleed by Malcolm Todd and Omar Apollo. We will perhaps visit you around that point. Just a reminder, this is Owen and Addie of the Marvelous Jumbunculi. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We really hope you guys enjoy the music, and we'll try to get this up and running as smoothly as possible. Yeah. We'll see you soon.
Neighborhood. say, I miss what I once saw. Where did you go? Where did you go? I'm looking all around, forgetting why I came. I'm living for your eyes. You need to know my name. Yeah. talk about me, you pretend when you can't be who you want, who you want. Got a script you can't erase, got a mask glued to your face. Take it off, take it off.
Hello, guys. Welcome back to us.
Yeah, was that a smooth transition or what?
I think that was so smooth. I'm like charmed by that transition. That's how smooth it was, you know. I
just like yeah, you know, I have that way about me.
You know, you really do. Yeah. She's got me blushing in the studio.
Okay. On a really similar note to that, both of us have interesting respiratory symptoms right now. We should probably sanitize the room after this. If you hear any coughing, no, you did not hear the coughing.
Yeah, that's in your brain.
We're
you know?
Good. We're good.
Yeah.
We're good.
You know, it's just like freshman flu part two, electric boogaloo, you know.
Post Halloween activities.
But yeah, Addy, can I ask you like a quick question? Like any one of these songs that we've heard so far, a lot of the great music, I've been enjoying it, hearing it for the first time. Like any one of them you want to like share about maybe first time you heard or what made you want to add them to the playlist or just kind of like any thoughts on them?
Yeah.
Or any anecdotes?
Well, like every other indie person, I don't actually know. I think I'm tooting my own horn a little bit too much, but I did go through a pretty substantial TV Girl phase. I have a playlist on my phone that is exclusively TV Girl songs. A little bit of George Clanton in there because Phelanium, but I did go through a phase. I go up to, I don't know how much personal information to divulge, but I go like up to an area on the West Coast every summer, and it's like to visit family, and it's a lovely little vacation that we all look forward to every year. And there was one year where, like, I spent the whole trip listening to TV Girl. And it was kind of magical. And I have a picture from that trip as the album cover.
Aw.
Yeah, so that wasn't a very relevant story. But I just, have very good memories associated with TV Girl, particularly that region of the West Coast. Which I love with all of my heart. So, yeah, what about, do you have any anecdotes about any of the songs we're going to hear later today? I've listened to some of Oh, and Silas. It's pretty good.
Oh, wait. This is high compliments from Miss Indy herself.
Okay. No, I love role models.
Who doesn't? I mean, speaking of.
Cough number one.
Ooh, confident. Yeah, start counting. Tally it.
Yeah.
Like, if you're driving in the car, stop. Take your hand.
We do not condone doing anything other than driving.
We're joking. Please keep driving. I do love when people on podcasts are like, when they'll be like, if you're driving, close your eyes and just visualize, like, which obviously don't do. Please keep driving. Keep your hands on the wheel. Keep your eyes on the road. But I don't know. I'm much more basic. Than Addie, but you know, that's okay. Isaac's dad loves my music taste. That's one of our other.
Isaac's dad is pretty cool. Shout out to Isaac and Caden. Wow, we waited too long to do that. Shout out to Isaac and Caden, who are not here with us today. Other two Jumbunkle Eye members.
R.I.P. Yeah, they're doing other things, you know, just having fun.
Yeah.
But we're here, you know, on a Friday night, just chilling.
Wait, and you said podcast, which makes me think, like, what if we at one point just like faded out of like a really upbeat happy song and we went straight into like a true crime.
That's my plan for the next one.
I for the record would not do that because I know that's disrespectful, but
I would. I'm planning on doing that, so
but next time I'm not in the room, it might happen.
Yeah,
no, it was not,
it was me.
Yeah,
it was
on Owen's own volition.
Yeah, but I can share a little bit later, maybe.
Yeah, we can revisit.
But
I really wanted Owen to listen to more TV Girl because he was just complaining about the fact
I was complaining a lot.
He hasn't. Oh, ceaselessly complaining.
ceaselessly.
About the fact that he... about the fact that he hasn't listened to a lot of TV Girl. And, you know, as a seasoned TV Girl listener. Yeah, I just wanted to add a few. So we have The Blonde by TV Girl. Useless by Omar Apollo. Another Omar Apollo song. Drifting by Night Tapes. And... we're probably going to actually, now that I think about it, have to visit you for our PSA prior.
Or Passaz, you know, they're really cool people.
Very careful how you pronounce that. Anyway, we will revisit with our PSA before then, around 10:30, which is in like 2.5 songs. But until then, we really hope you enjoy. And if you're driving, please focus on the road.
But listen to.
Okay, we'll catch you in a little bit.
Attention to the redheads of the world.
Oops, ignore the fact that there was just dead air a second ago. I forgot to click the on button. We just spontaneously decided about 10 seconds before the song ended that we're going to give you the PSA.
Or the PSA. Yeah.
The PSA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this one feels really fitting. Mm-hmm. Okay. Shortness of breath, wheezing, chronic bronchitis, sound like you? Then you should ask your doctor about COPD. More information at www.learnaboutcopd.org. A message from the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Yes, that was a PSA one. From here at our show.
WFO.
You know?
Yeah. Medford, Tufts, something, I forgot the order. Yeah, that is, last time I read a PSA out loud, it had so many statistics in it, and I realized, actually, that I just didn't read the sentences right, and then also, Caden walked into the room for the first time
and that's
during
terrifying.
The show while I was saying the PSA, so I got really distracted. It was, I hope that the people weren't listening to be informed, because that was maybe not my most educational segment, but... That was a pretty light one. Yeah, maybe we should reach out about the bronchitis.
Ooh, yeah. I know. Yeah, this is why it's relevant. You know, I was kind of giving Addy the side eye when I was doing this. But we were just talking about, you know, like different like tastes and kind of, or yeah, different like music tastes.
Yeah, like what each of us think of as upbeat. We have the connections up. It's a good vibe.
It's a good vibe in here. Yeah. You know, you guys should all join. Two
everyone
of you.
Everyone in Studio C.
Everyone just for a little, like, night of connections, you know.
Yeah.
Honestly,
like we could
great
fit
time.
A good 100 people in this room.
I think we could fit all of our one listener in here, you know.
All of our one listener. I actually don't even know how many people are listening because I don't have that tab up right now, but...
Oh, wait, I didn't know you could check that.
Yeah, you can. I don't know how reliable it is, but...
Oh.
All right, well, I'm sure you guys are not here to hear us yap the whole night. And also, I need to leave time for Owen to talk about his stuff, his song choices and stuff like that as well. So we're going to get straight into it. First up, we have Drifting by Night Tapes. First explicit song of the night. Sorry,
ooh,
I keep bringing it up.
Get ready.
No,
we're warning people and their children.
Their children.
Their people and their children.
Birds Don't Sing by TV Girl because, as promised, more TV Girl songs. And then we're going... into Owen's territory. We have Same Old Story by The Driver Era, Ross Lynch and Rocky, is that it?
Yeah, it's just, I don't know why they list, because that's just the band members, because it's The Driver Era.
Oh, good, okay. Scumbag by Role Model, Star Tripping by Kevin Atwater. Maybe we'll revisit you around then. Maybe
yeah.
Before then. But yeah, we hope you guys enjoy it. Until then, catch you later.
Thank you. breakfast. Said we can't do this again. Probably be a big mistake. Just one more cigarette. Just take. I'm a scumbag, I'm a setback, I'm a stain on the kitchen floor. I'm a train wreck, I'm a cigarette, I'm the side that no one's rooting for. But you stand by me. Yeah, you stand by me. Hey, I am not your savior. Hardly a man. Uh-huh. You say I'm your favorite. Well, I don't understand. No, I don't. I'm a scumbag, I'm a setback, I'm a stain on the kitchen floor. Separated. Got sent to therapy. Hey, hey, hey. God, I hope we make it. 'Cause that's not my tendency. Oh, I'm a scumbag. I'm a setback. I'm a stain on the kitchen floor. Your phone, you can leave it alone and never look on back. You can dance all night, kick me out your life, find a brand new guy and just forget what we had. You can walk on home, take me out your phone. You can leave it alone and never look on back. You can dance all night, kick me out your life, find a brand new guy and just forget what we had.
Start tripping, baby. Used to fall. with you on the lawn, but these days you can't risk it. Scary movie night, wanted to sit by you, but I didn't. Bible in your car, always keep a hand on it when we're kissing. Baby, why did you stop? Did the light in my flesh when you told me I could be enough? You said we could get in trouble for this. It could all be over with the drape of a wrist. I'm spinning out, second guess the lips that I touched for you now. I could get in trouble for this. I'm falling for a boy who thinks that falling's a sinner. Said something mean just to say that I said it. You think he made you wrong, I think you give him way too much credit. Crying at the party, no, it only bothers you if you let it. Later you can kiss me, blame it on the stuff you took to forget it.
She got the meat in her pocket and she's ready to blow. I heard he's an ass.
Hello.
Hello again. We're back.
We're back. You can't escape. I guess you could if you turn off the radio.
Turn off the radio. Yeah, and we won't give you instruction if you're driving to do anything except for focus on driving.
Okay, it was a joke.
It was a joke. A callback that my parents, who are apparently now listening, are not going to understand because they tuned in halfway through.
That's why you gotta go to the archive, you know, just get the full story.
Go to the archive, yeah. Which is really confusing to navigate, by the way.
I would agree with that.
That's kind of a pitfall.
Mm-hmm.
But that was No Go by Laundry Day, by the way. I did not get the chance to introduce that before it played.
Yeah.
But this is, yeah, we're in
the trenches. Owen's the trenches of my taste, yeah.
The trenches. Oh, it's horrible.
It's awful.
Do you have any anecdotes to share with the class about...
I'm trying to think. I don't know. None of these. Oh, okay. Well, I don't know if we're going to get to it. So maybe,
we can reorder.
yeah, but Loki, I want to save it for the parents introduced thing. But, I think, so next up is The Dinner by Role Model. And then after that, Basic Being Basic by Joe. Mm-hmm. Which is, we say?
God, I love Joe.
Do you?
I really do. Chateau is such a beautiful...
See, I don't... I'm like a fake. I know like two like.
Sorry, I gotta put you on
Joe.
Chateau. Maybe I'll slide it in.
Maybe
there.
Slide
it in. I don't want to push any of your songs out, but I'll play it eventually for you.
I would like to hear it. Yeah, maybe, maybe in between one of those songs. I'm good with that. But, yeah, I just think it's funny that it's like, what's the actor's name? It's the guy who plays Steve Harrington in,
Joe. His name is Joe.
Joe Keery. Yeah, but it's just spelled D. And he would wear like wigs and stuff, like a disguise.
I really like him. I think he's so funny.
I think he's great, and
he gives off good energy.
Oh, for sure. And Maya Hawke also makes music too.
I really like. Do you listen to any?
Yes,
of music?
I've heard some of her music. I really like it.
Have you heard?
I haven't heard that. I've heard another one, but I like... It's kind of, like, self-conscious and a little bit neurotic in a way that's kind of fun.
Yeah, she's very artsy.
Yes. Like very, like, lyrical. So, yeah, that's my little, like, yap about that. But we were just learning about what a radio band is.
We failed the connection.
Yeah, this is the real atrocity.
We were so close. We kept getting the one-away message.
Yeah. And just a reminder, in case anyone was really wondering, this is the Marvelous Jamunculi subbing moment right now. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio!
I just want to say that was up on my phone, too.
We're just too locked.
We're so locked in. All right. Yeah. You know what that means. We're coming to the end of a radio show, which means... probably not a lot more talking from us because whoever is after us needs to transition in. But, so Chateau, not now, because we want to listen to some more of Owen's music before we're out. But thank you to everyone who's listening right now. Even those of you who probably have this on and forgot that it's playing and it's like in the tab in the back of your Chrome.
And we appreciate that.
Yeah, any and all fans. We need a fan base other than our parents. but yeah, we'll get that music back up for you guys. Do you have any final parting words, Owen?
Enjoy.
Yeah, enjoy.
Bragging about investments, she was talking about Ozempic and the dinner had a guest list. Guess it's hell on earth. He told her she seemed unstable. She got up and left the table. Guess it's hard to find an angel when it's hell on earth. Hell on earth. Sometimes it gets so hard to listen. They send food back to the kitchen. Said they wanted something different. Could you get much worse? Came to dinner as a favor, but it's feeling more like labor. So I told them, see you later. Gave them hell on earth. Well, I tried my best and I don't know what for. I click my heels 3 times. Oh. Not in Kansas anymore. Take me. Oh,
It's the way they never struggle. Bills have always gotten paid. Pockets never been in trouble. Unemployed and unashamed. I'm the child of my mother. New England born and raised. Where the common sense is coming. There's a nose job in LA. Well, I tried my best to find what I came here for. I passed the welcome sign. I'm walking out the door. Take me home. Take me home. Take me home. I know it's time to go. When there's cocaine on the nose and they start asking who you know. At the table, grab my coat. Take me home.